Watch out when you're gathered together in your cities. I'll break the staff of bread. 10 women shall bake in one oven. In other words, your food supply is going to be so affected that everybody has to get together in one place to eat. You ever heard of shelters? Where they're all in one place and everybody's eating from the same table, the same spot. Come on, is this making sense to anybody? Look at verse 31. This one really caught me today. I'd never seen this before. I will make your cities waste and bring your sanctuaries into desolation. Now, the sanctuary would be the place where people feel safety and security. But you know, today in America, we use the word sanctuary talking about our churches. The hurricane not only destroyed cities, guess what else it destroyed? Churches. Why? Because it rains on the just and the unjust. Folks, now look at me. This right here is bizarre. You know what really gets really strange when you read this? Four times, you read it when you get home. Four times God says, and if you don't listen, I'll punish you seven times more. And he mentions four times, seven times more. You know what's weird? And I preached this on television, just mentioned it real briefly. And a woman who was at Ground Zero, whose husband, I met her just in Florida just this week, whose husband was like the fire chief over that area during 9/11, stood when they tore down the 7th World Trade Center building and told them, I know a preacher that saw this in 1996 in a vision, and I know a preacher that said 7 buildings would be affected, and she stood there and preached while her husband oversaw that. Listen, there was 2 towers and 5 World Trade Center buildings, making a total of 7 buildings. And all of them had to be destroyed because of the effect of 9/11. Folks, I'm telling you what. Listen, 9/11 was the first wake-up call, and Hurricane Katrina was the second. And we better wake up, because 3 strikes and you're out. Can I preach on a little bit here? Now, in Leviticus, and I want to stay there for just a moment and tell you these verses. God says in Leviticus, you can read this later. I didn't write the reference here on this one. It's later on. Here's what God says. God says, even your enemies will be astonished. During 9/11 in the hurricanes, you ought to see the reaction of people outside. They couldn't believe it happens in America. They said, how could this happen to the United States? They're organized. How could people be standing for 2 days outside of a place? It doesn't even make sense. Then God says this word, your land and your cities will be waste, and I will cause you to be scattered. Is anybody waking up on what I'm saying right now? Okay, why does God do it? Answer, because you did not obey the covenant I made with you. Very quickly, Luke 21. A gentleman wrote me a letter in May, and I'm going to publicly say this, and we'll see if he's accurate or not. We will know. He told me in May, he said, I had a vision. I've been warning everybody. Nobody in Florida is listening to me. But he said, in September, New Orleans will be underwater. The streets will be empty. He said, the next sign will be a hurricane will hit South Florida. It'll be the area of the Keys especially. He said, then a city in California will have an earthquake that will totally devastate it. Now, the man's already hit 2 things, and he believes it's going to happen before the year's. I don't know if it will or not. You may listen to this, you know, next year, 2 years from now, and it not happen. But when that last hurricane went south, I said, Pam, that's what that fella said he saw. So how many of you know we should be in prayer? If we have a warning, we should be in prayer that God will intervene or help. How many know what I'm saying is true? I just want to share that with you. Luke chapter 21. I'm going to share this with you very, very quickly. In Luke chapter 21, Jesus is giving the signs of the end. I'm going to read all of this and make a quick comment on it. In Luke 21, this is one of the few places where Jesus actually puts things in an absolute order of how they're going to happen. Sometimes when he would predict something like Matthew 24, he'll talk about his people then, he'll jump out in the future, he'll go back and talk to his disciples about what's going to happen to them, he'll jump back out and talk about in the future, and that's why you have to have ministers to interpret the Bible and rightly divide it. Amen, somebody. But Luke 21, look what he says, verse 24. They shall fall by the edge of the sword. He's talking about the Jewish people in the nation of Israel. They shall be led away captive into all nations, and Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. Hello, did you see that statement earlier? Fullness of the Gentiles, times of the Gentiles. Aha. There'll be signs in the sun, moon, and stars upon the earth, distress of nation with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts filling them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming upon the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. When these things begin, I love this part, to come to pass, look up, lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh. Now let me break this down for you, beginning at verse 24. The times of the Gentiles has to do with Gentile nations controlling Israel. Gentile nations controlled Israel since 70 AD to 1948. Then in 1948, Israel became a nation again, but Jerusalem was still divided between the country of Jordan and Israel. In a six-day war in 1967, Jerusalem became the official capital of Israel. That wall was torn down, and now East and West Jerusalem are one. There's an Arab sector, a Christian sector, and a Jewish sector in the old city. The Jews predominantly control the western side. The Arabs today still control the eastern side of Jerusalem. However, it is still one city. I can go anywhere I want with a taxi without having to have a passport or identification in that city. Are you still here? Say amen. So in 1967 was the shifting point of things beginning to close out for Gentile nations controlling Jerusalem. That is a fact historically. Watch the order after 1967. There'll be signs in the sun. That's when they start discovering the sunspots, the solar flares, right after that. 1969, we landed on the moon. There'll be signs in the moon. Watch the order. Then you'll see signs in the stars. A couple signs. Jupiter is called the planet of the Messiah. It's called the planet of King David or Star of David. And in the 1990s, a meteorite broke into 16 fragments and bombarded the planet Jupiter. And it happened the same day the Oslo Accords were being signed in Europe to give the Palestinians access to a homeland. Same day. And the Jews took it as a very bad sign. Trouble coming to them because it was a heavenly cause. Jesus said there'll be signs in the stars. By the way, when the Hale-Bopp comet came through, which is 45,000 times brighter than Halley's comet, when it came through and exited the galaxy in 1998. What's important about that? The last time that comet came through, according to PSR magazine, was when Noah was building the ark. And Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so will it be at the time of the coming of the Son of Man. And the Seder Olam Rabbah, which is a Jewish writing, says that when Noah was building the ark, he saw a comet in the sky, and he knew the world was about to end. And Jewish rabbis for centuries have a writing on comets. If you see one in this part of the galaxy, it means this. If the world sees one. So a comet, the Hale-Bopp comet, meant to the Jews, world war is coming. And the war on terrorism that has struck the entire world started just a few years after that.